is so good. Amen. So good to be in service on a Wednesday night. Amen. Give yourself a hand for being in church tonight. Praise God. Amen. We are thrilled to be in the house of the Lord and so glad you made Wednesday night a part of your week. And anything's possible in church service. Amen. God can move in a special way, and we're so thankful for that. Just a few announcements. Let's take our offering tonight. Ask our ushers to prepare for that. Thank you for your faithfulness and giving. God bless you for that. We just started our 21 days of prayer, and we're excited about that. And if you get a chance, get on Facebook and follow our daily prompts of prayer. And it's a good thing to pray, amen? And we'll be having this Sunday evening at 5:15 corporate prayer, and then we'll also have corporate prayer on Monday night from 7 to 8, and believe in God to do a great thing. So we're excited about 21 days of prayer, kind of get us back into a routine, school started back, and having some revival services at the end of this month with Brother Jonathan Whittemore, and I believe in God's going to move in a great and special way in these services. This coming Saturday is men's breakfast here at the R.L. Meyer Center at 8 a.m., if you're interested in coming to that. Also, North Texas Men's Conference is happening in September, and there is a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you'd like to go to that. Sign-up deadline is by August the 20th, and it'll be a great night there. Also, the 23rd of this month is a watch meeting with the men's hangout here at the R.L. Meyer Center at 6 p.m. Looking forward to a great night there. And of course, August 30th, Sister Candy will be speaking for our Ladies United Fellowship here at the R.L. Meyer Center. Always some great things happening at the UPC of Paris. Thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Let's pray tonight. Lord, thank you for this offering. We ask you to bless it, Lord. Thank you for these faithful believers, God, who have gathered together. Bless this service, I pray, God. Anoint us. Speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone said amen. Amen. Worship with them.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. Can y'all hear me all right? Amen. We'll make it work today. Amen. 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 God is so good. Amen. Again, so good to be in service tonight. God bless you for being here. And, you know, I believe the Lord can move on a Wednesday night. Y'all believe that? Amen. I don't think God's relegated to Sunday. Amen. I think God can do anything He wants to do. And if you came in tonight needing God to speak to you, to touch you, I just have enough faith that God can do that. And I understand you have work tomorrow. We're mindful of that. And we'll get you out of church by 8 o'clock. But I believe God can move before 8 o'clock. Amen. I just have faith for that. Amen. Brother Dickie, great to see you, man. Love you. Praying for you. Amen. If you're a guest tonight, thank you for making the UPC of Paris a part of your week. God bless you. Amen. I felt something Monday morning that I should maybe speak to us tonight about. It's not per se a teaching message. And it's more along the lines of maybe, I would say, preaching. I don't think it'll be a very long message tonight, but I do believe the Lord wants to help somebody. Amen? Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 8 and 9, and then we'll also read verses 18 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul is speaking here, and he says the words, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair." Paul continued and said, "We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but we're not destroyed." Verse 18, the Apostle Paul would say, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen, they are temporal, they are temporary. But the things which are not seen, they are eternal." I want to read verses 8 and 9 one more time just to give us some context for our anchor verses. Paul said, "We're troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We're cast down." God, I feel glory here tonight. "But we are not destroyed." When I read these three scriptures, there's just one phrase that stands out from the words of Paul to me. And those words are simply, "This too shall pass." This too. It's going to pass after a while. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, I love you so much. Thank you, God, for your presence that's in this room tonight, God. Thank you, God, for your power that I feel. Amen. I know it's Wednesday night, but would you mind slipping a hand up right now and just asking the Holy Ghost to meet with us right now, to speak to us tonight. Lord, oh God, I feel you here. Oh God, we stand in need of your mercy tonight, God. We stand in need of your grace tonight, Lord. We stand in need of your hand in this room tonight, God. Come on, somebody, lend yourself to him. Just give him 30 seconds right now, God. I believe in you tonight, God, to speak to me, God, to speak to my mind, to speak to my soul, God, to speak to my spirit, Holy God, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, devil, you are a liar. God, you are high and you are lifted up on the throne. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Oh, thank you, Master. We love you, God. We praise you, God. We exalt you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word. You may be seated. Amen. This too shall pass. There's a pastor / songwriter wrote a song here some years ago. Sherry McKee took it and made it a popular song in the music world. And the chorus of that song simply sung, "I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero and I don't have all the answers, but I held on."
till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, but I simply held on. I want you to turn to somebody at the outset of this message tonight, and I want you to look them in the eye and tell them, this is not the end. Look them in those same two eyes and tell them, this too shall pass. This phrase, this too shall pass. That phrase, it's not found in the Bible. However, the idea behind that phrase is that trials will not last always. That understanding is rooted deep in Scripture. If you will read the Bible, the Apostle Paul told us in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 4, and I'll hit on this again in a few minutes, but he said, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The psalmist would echo this phrase of this too shall pass when he wrote the verse that I've quoted, Lord knows how many times I've preached it, God knows how many times in the 22 years that God has allowed me to preach the gospel. The psalmist would write the famous words in Psalm 30 and 5 that weeping may endure for a night, but we understand that this too shall pass, that joy will come in the morning. We understand that we live in a fallen world. When the first Adam messed up, he and Eve in the garden, it set humanity on a head-on collision in a fallen world full of trials and tribulation and trouble and turmoil and hard times, whatever you want to call it. They are all common. They oftentimes come into our lives unexpectedly. Very seldom does a trial announce to you its arrival. Very seldom does the trial say, hey, a season of doubt is on the way. Very seldom does a trial announce to you there's a season of fear just around the corner. There's a season of loneliness on the way. No, most times these type trials, Brother Griffith, they just tend to show up unaware. They show up while going in for what you thought was just a routine doctor checkup, only to be stunned when the doctor called and said, I need you to come back in for further testing. We found some abnormalities, and all of a sudden you go from sunny skies to cloudy skies. These trials show up when going in for work and thinking all was well, only to be told that you're being let go of due to the company cutting back. It's the unexpected trial of trying to trust God when the funds, the money just isn't there, yet you've done all you know to do. Trials come in many shapes and sizes. Trials can oftentimes feel like our enemies. Trials lots of times seem like our worst nightmare. Trials have a tendency to make us want to run and hide and retreat out of the world's view. Nobody in this room, don't care who you are, nobody here is immune from trials. No one here gets to go through life and never experience a trial. Nobody here gets to go through this cycle of life and not experience a difficult season in your home, in your mind, in your body, in your soul. Somewhere down the road, a trial, a setback, a struggle, a difficult season, it's going to come in and it's going to catch you unaware. And even tonight, I would dare say, I don't have to be super spiritual to understand that there are people in this room tonight who are fighting trials, who are fighting the trial of your faith, wondering, can I hold on to what I got? Can I hold on to the faith? There are people here tonight, no doubt, who are finding yourself in the trial of discouragement, in the trial of loneliness. Maybe you find yourself in the trial of sickness. Maybe you find yourself in the trial of, you've got more questions than you've got answers. The Bible speaks to us over and over, Brother Kelso, about trials in this life. Jesus spoke in the middle of John 16:33, and he told us regarding trials. He said, in this world you shall have tribulation. It is a guaranteed thing. Paul was speaking to a group of believers in Acts chapter 14 and verse 22, and he said it like this. He exhorted them to continue in the faith, and he said that we must go through much tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God. 1 Peter 4, that great apostle who stood in the book of Acts, that great man who saw a man at a gate called Beautiful get up and walk, that great apostle Peter who in Acts 4, the Bible says, when they were set out front in the synagogues and they were mocked and they were ridiculed and they said, by whose authority do you do these things? They perceived, the Bible says, they were ignorant and unlearned men. And Peter said, listen guys, the only reason this stuff is happening is because of a man named Jesus Christ. It was that same Peter who in Acts 4, after they had been flogged, after they had been told not to preach anymore in Jesus' name, it was that same apostle Peter who went and had a prayer meeting that night, and the Bible says they prayed until the house was shaken with the power of the Holy Ghost. It was him who would speak to us, and he would tell us in 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. After all that Peter had faced, after all that Peter had gone through, he understood a principle here. Don't think it strange when these trials start happening. Don't run out on God when trials start creeping up in your life. Job said it best. It's a funny verse to me, but it's the truth. He said, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. He said, life sometimes just isn't fair. Life sometimes has a way at coming at you and knocking you off of your feet. Trials and tribulation and persecution, they're all a part of life. Nobody likes them. Nobody welcomes them in. They just tend to break in our lives and they take up residence whether we like it or not. Amen. But I want to preach to this great church tonight. While I know the trial, while I understand that the struggle, the sickness, the persecution, I understand it is real. While I know it's not what you want, while I know you feel like at times the words for prayer just will not come, and while I do not know how long this current trial has been taking place in your life, maybe it's been 2 weeks, maybe it's been 2 months or 2 years or maybe 10 years. What matters most on this Wednesday night is not how long that it's been, but what matters most and what I believe the Holy Ghost sent me to convey and prayerfully to download in somebody's spirit tonight is simply this. This too shall pass. That what it is you're going through on this Wednesday evening, that all you see is dark clouds, all you see is the drapes are drawn and the room is black and it feels like there is no escape out of your life and it feels like there is no room for you to even breathe. It feels like the walls of this life are closing down on you. Hear this preacher tonight in the Holy Ghost. The Lord sent me to tell you the sun's going to shine again in your life. There's going to be a better day ahead for you. There's going to be a time when you look back over your life and say, it's only the hand of God that got me out of this. There's going to be, God help me right now. There's going to be a time in your life when you look back and you realize, I thought I was dying, but I realized it was God keeping me alive. It was God holding me in the midst of the trial. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Somebody get it in your spirit right now. There ain't a devil in hell that can kill you. If he wanted to kill you, you'd have done been dead a long time ago. Thanks be to God. God kept his hand on you, and this too shall pass. Somebody thank God for that right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Paul said our light affliction, it is but for a moment. Amen. Though we're troubled on every side, I'm not distressed. Though I am perplexed, I am not in despair. Though I am persecuted, I have never been forsaken. Though I'm cast down, I'm not destroyed. Hear me, somebody, right now. I know you feel like you got foot hooves all over your chest and the devil's two-stepping on top of you. Hear me right now. You may be down, but you ain't out. You may feel like your life is being beat to pieces, but it is not the end. I do not care what they say. God has the final answer in your life. God's got the final word in your life. God, I know it's Wednesday. Y'all just got to hang with a preacher here, man. Rejoice not.
Oh, my enemy.
Against who?
Against me.
Rejoice not.
Against me.
Against me, devil. You better be careful before you keep on pumping your gums and you think you're going to take me out. And you rejoice not against me. Oh, my enemy, I may be down. For when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. He said, listen, devil, before you throw a party, you better ask my daddy, because my daddy's got the final word. And my daddy says, this too shall pass. Somebody believe that right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woo! Good God Almighty. The adversary, who the Bible says he masquerades himself as an angel of light. He comes in. He's a quick change artist. He's a deceiver of the brethren. He's an accuser of the brethren. I want to remind you something, because the devil will not remind you of this. Scripture says, on that day of judgment, when we stand before God, the devil will be there. And we will say these words. Are you saying this is the man? This is the guy that caused me all the hell and the chaos? You're telling me I put myself in a tailspin over a few words he told me, and it made me want to go hide and get lost in the... You're telling me this is the guy? That's why the Bible says, do not be ignorant of his devices. Beware of who it is you're fighting. You're fighting a roaring lion, but that roaring lion, he's toothless, baby, because Calvary defamed him. Calvary and the grave let him know he's got no power over you. He told him in Luke, I'm giving you all power over serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. The devil has no right to your mind. He's got no right to your family. This too shall pass. He said, well, I look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, they're temporary, but the things which are not seen, they are eternal. Paul could say those words only because Paul knew what I'm facing, what I'm battling. This too, it shall pass. Ecclesiastes said, to everything, there is a season. There's a time to every purpose under the heaven. There is a time to weep, which some of you are doing right now. But he said, this too shall pass. Because the next line he said, there's a time to laugh. Oh, I feel it right now. People in this house who ain't laughing in a long time. Amen. You put on smiles, but they fake. You don't want to smile. Inside of your soul, there's bombs going off. There's going to come a time where there will be genuine laughter come out of you again. Well, that don't sound too spiritual. It's very spiritual. The Bible says a merry heart, it doeth good like a medicine. And some of you right now are facing diseases in your spirit and in your mind. You can't sleep at night. You can't think right because it's been so long since you smiled inside. But the Holy Ghost sent me to tell somebody, the smile's going to come back. You're going to laugh again. This too shall pass. God's got his hand on you, and the devil can't stop it. He wanted to. He tried to, but he showed up too late. This too shall pass. God said you'll laugh again. God said you'll smile again. Woo. In your face, devil. That devil, he freaks out in Pentecostal churches. He thinks it's just going to be Bible studies. In Pentecostals, they just have crazy sometimes. Amen. We just preach and have church. Amen. Amen. Ecclesiastes says there's going to be a time to mourn. And then there's going to be a time to dance. What it's communicating to you is this too shall pass. I know you're crying. I know it's a funeral right now in your spirit. I know your soul feels devastated. I know your mind feels like you're going 100 miles an hour. And you can't think straight. You can't pray. Don't know what. Hear me right now. You're going to dance again. I'll wait on you. You don't scare me. Yeah. You're going to dance again. I know you're crying right now and wondering, well, my God, I don't feel like a dance. That's okay. Just keep on living. Keep on going. Keep on holding on. Keep on coming to church. Keep on being faithful. I don't want to pray. I know you don't want to pray. There's lots of days I don't want to pray either. But here I am. I'm not going to quit yet. I'm not backing up yet. This too shall pass in due season. Hey, man, turn to someone and tell them it'd be a good day for you to dance. Amen. Some of you used to be, amen. I don't want to get carnal, but you'd step in the wrong club or the wrong, maybe around here, the honky-tonks, they call them. Amen. I was raised in Southeast Texas. I know I've told you some of the stories, and I was acting a fool, and God's saved me. Thank God for mercy. But I'll just tell you this. There's times, though, all you had to do was just hear a steel guitar. Good God Almighty. Just hear the fiddle hit the right thing, and man, here we go. And all you had to do is hear that solo, or all you had to do was, if you like in your clubbing days, and you did the worm on the floor, whatever you folks did back in the day, and what's funny is you just had to hear the music. And lots of people in this house, you used to go in honky-tonks and clubs, and you walked in depressed. You walked in upset because your life was falling apart. But when you heard the music, when you got enough booze inside of you, you forgot it for a little while. And the Holy Ghost said, that's right. I know what you used to do, but all you did is you just changed partners, and now you're in a place that serves new wine on a daily basis. Now you're in a house. I don't need music. I just need to hear this too shall pass, and that's enough for me to say, I'm coming up out of this. This is not where I die. This is not the end. God has got the final say. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This too shall pass. Come on, somebody, tell your circumstance. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to him right now.
Hallelujah. You can be seated. Isaiah 43. The Lord spoke and said, when you, everybody said, pass. God said, when you pass us through the waters, I'm going to be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Why will I not drown in my trial? Why will I not go down and be burned up in my fiery trial? It's because the Lord said, you're going through this thing. You're just passing through. Hear me, somebody, right now. Don't let the devil download in your brain that you're stuck. You're not stuck. If he's telling you you're stuck, it means you're this close to stepping out of whatever it is that God is trying to do in your life. I know enough about the devil to know anytime God's going to do something, he'll always send an arsenal. He'll always send a mighty attack because he understands, if I can stop the progress of the church, if I can stop the progress of their prayer life, of them fasting, of them staying in the word, of them being faithful, I can convince them that they'll drown in their trial. But Bradley Davis, if you can somehow convince somebody tonight that this is not where you die, it's just only, God help me right now, it's just a season. It's just a trial that you're going through. And in the end, he sent me to tell you, if you hang on, you will come out like pure gold that's been tried by fire. He said, because you didn't get weary in well-doing, in due season you shall reap. If you faint not, if you faint not, just hold on, mama, hold on, daddy. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. How could he say, when you pass this through, when you walk through the fire, it won't burn you? Verse 3 gave you the answer in Isaiah 43. He said, for I am the Lord thy God. I'm the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. He said, I need you to know something. You can't do it. Hello. You can't get yourself out of this. But God can. I feel to sing it again. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to God's unchanging hand. He said, build your hopes on things eternal. You just gotta hold. Hold on. Don't quit. Don't stop. Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. You know this if you've been in church. If not, I'll tell you. Anytime in Old Testament story history, you hear the train of the king, they simply sowed victories onto his train and letting the world know this is how many victories he has before him. But based off of what sowed onto his garment, and Isaiah said, when I saw him, the entire temple was covered. What's that tell this preacher? There's not one trial that God can't set you free from. He's got it all covered. He's got everything you need under his grasp. He said, those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High, they'll find shelter if they'll just stay in the cleft of the rock. This too shall pass. I wish I could hold this mic to the Bible. It'd freak you out if it started talking. And I wish the pages would speak. And I could hear Job saying, this too shall pass. I lost it all, but I got back double in the end.
I wish Joseph could speak today off the pages of Genesis. He would tell you, hang on. I know it looks like you're in bondage now. I know it looks like you're in slavery now. I know it looks like you've been lied on now. But hang on, because when my brothers get here, I'm going to tell them what you meant for evil. God meant it for good. He knew he saved me for such a time as this. Don't stop, Esther. I know you feel surrounded. I know you feel like you'll die. But hang on. This too shall pass. Could it be you've been called to the kingdom for such a time as? Woo. Let's all stand. Amen. Jesus Christ, our Savior, our King, he testifies every Sunday and he tells you, I was lied on. I was ridiculed. I was beaten. I was crucified. I died. But it passed after a little while. On that Sunday morning, I got up out of the grave victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And the reason why I got up is because I wanted you to have life, and I wanted you to have life more abundantly, and I wanted you to know that there ain't nothing that's happened to you that I haven't already faced in my own spirit. Uh-oh, I feel it. Amen, I heard it. I'm the only person that's ever faced something like this. I'm the only one that's walked through this. That's what the devil does. He isolates you. And he gets you in a corner and he makes you think you're the only person that's ever faced this. No one's ever faced a trial this bad. No one's ever faced a storm like this. Nobody's ever gone through the hell you've gone through. And what's he do? He isolates you. Why does he isolate you? Because he understands scripture. He knows the Bible better than me and you. He understands if you cut yourself off from the body, if the blood's not flowing, you will die after a while. That's why you need the body of Christ. So he tries his best to kill you, to isolate you, to try to make you think you can't make it, to try to make you think there are a bunch of fools and liars and haters. And God said, no, no, no. That is a trick of the adversary. He's trying to make you believe that you're the only one. But Peter told us, listen, don't think it's strange, these fiery trials. Every believer in the world has faced something like this at some time or another. What you need to do right now is link arms with somebody and say, help me pray. Help me walk through this together. I know God's going to help me. This too shall. Let's all pray. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we exalt you tonight. God, help us, Holy Ghost, I pray. Help us not to get weary in well-doing, God. Help us not to stop. Help us not to give up. Help us not to quit. Help us to persevere, God. Help us to move forward. Help us, Holy Ghost, I pray, to push beyond the veil of whatever it is that's trying to hold us back. In the name of Jesus Christ, this too shall pass. Devil, you are a liar. God, you still sit high and you're still lifted up. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. I call on you, Jesus. You still walk on the troubled sea. Thank you, God, for walking on my troubled sea and letting me know that this too shall pass. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, grab somebody by the hand. Lift that hand to heaven right now. Come on, pray with somebody right now. Holy Ghost, right now I pray. Grant strength tonight. God, grant peace tonight. I pray anoint, God. It's the anointing. It's the anointing that destroys every yoke. Devil, you're a filthy liar. I curse you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for being the lifter of my hand. Come on, somebody. Pray for somebody's faith tonight. Come on, do what Jesus did. I pray for your faith, Peter. I pray for your faith. I pray for everybody's faith in this room tonight. I pray it be increased. I pray, oh God, give them a sustaining strength, a sustaining power in the name.
Turn this.
service. Give God praise for that right now. Thank you, God. Woo. Thank you, God, for speaking to us tonight. Come on, somebody, give God praise. He's not left you. Come on, turn your heart back to Him. I humble myself before you, God. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you, God. Woo. It's just 7:50. I think we got to pray just for a few minutes. I want to open these altars. Come on, I know it ain't 8 o'clock yet. Give me 10 minutes. Would you come pray for a few minutes tonight? Let's just come gather around, lift our hands, and worship the Lord. The Lord has been so gracious to speak to us tonight. He's been so gracious to give us a word of encouragement. Come on, church, just for 5 minutes tonight. Would you just praise the Lord that what you're going through is not the end? What you're going through is not where it ends for you. You're coming out of this, there will be a better day for you. Woo. God, I surrender my heart to you, God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Yala bakaya soto yo no bakaya ro soto yo lo baio soto iki yala bahaya.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Let's lift our hands to heaven and worship the Lord. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we praise you, God. We magnify you, God. We exalt you, God. We give you high praise tonight, God. We give you glory tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. My. Amen. I'm careful how I say things, but I really believe God. And I think it'll be a process during these 21 days and beyond this. But God wants to birth something in this house that is a spirit of intercessory prayer. Amen. That's going to come forth out of people. That the Bible talks about weeping between the porch and the altar. Speaks about that travailing prayer. The Bible says when Zion travails, children are born. And it doesn't mean every service is going to be that way. But God, I'm telling you, I feel it in my soul tonight. God's going to birth some things in this house. God's going to birth some things during this 21 days of prayer that God's going to put in people's spirit. That maybe you prayed before, God, I want to be used like that. I want to pray in the spirit, God. The Bible says when you pray in the spirit, you're praying for things that you got no idea what you're praying about. And that's what we want in this house. Amen. And God's going to birth it. I'm asking you, be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Amen. The psalmist said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. What did he say in Isaiah 61? He's going to give you beauty for ashes. He's going to give you a garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. He's going to give you that oil, that joy again for mourning. He's going to turn some things around in your life. Amen. Turn to someone, tell them, this too shall pass. Let's pray one more time. Lord, thank you for this service tonight, God. Thank you for this great group of believers. I ask you, Holy Ghost, that your word, God, wouldn't just be heard, but I pray it would settle in my spirit. I pray it would settle in my soul. Thank you for the word you spoke through us, for the gift of the Spirit, God. Thank you for encouraging us. Thank you, God, for knowing where we are, God. I love you so much. I praise you for it, God. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, keep your hand upon us, I pray. In Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. 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 Clap your hands one more time tonight. We love you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being in church on a Wednesday night. Don't forget Sunday, 9:30 prayer, 10 o'clock worship. Brother Kelso's preaching Sunday night. I'll attempt to preach Sunday morning. God's going to move in a special way here this weekend. Amen. Invite somebody to church. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. God bless you.